With the success of recent movies featuring Marvel and DC comic characters, it appears superheroes are having their moment. Through the years, the popularity of comic book characters has grown to influence media beyond film, like paintings, photography, and sculpture. A new exhibit at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art is the first major exhibition to analyze art world responses to Superman and Wonder Woman. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda attended a media preview of the exhibit yesterday. She brings us this report.
The legends of Superman and Wonder Woman have leapt far beyond the comic book pages, where the two characters made their debuts in the late 30s and early 40s. But like any superhero, their origin stories are important. Superman and Wonder Woman first appeared in Action Comics No. 1 and Sensation Comics No. 1, respectively. Assistant curator Alejo Benedetti organized the Crystal Bridges exhibition and says it's a big deal that a copy of each of these comic books is included in the show.
These are the first cover appearances of these characters. Action 1 is the first appearance of Superman. This is the birth of the superhero genre as we know it today. This is insane, y'all. Like, this is very cool to have one of these objects here, or both of these objects here, and part of this show. There aren't tons of them out there. They don't get seen extremely often. Both of these are going to be on view for 3 months. This is a very cool thing.
Benedetti says they're anticipating some visitors coming to the museum just to see these comic books.
We hope that the sort of larger contemplation of the show, the types of things that we're exploring, gets those folks, even sort of diehard super fans, to rethink these characters and think about them in slightly different ways. I wholeheartedly am a fan of both of these characters, and I think that there's something really beautiful about when you can delve into them and sort of pick it away and see what's sort of going on with those two characters.
The comic book theme is incorporated into a series of digital engagements. Visitors can explore topics more in depth throughout the gallery on 7 tablets that interpretation manager Stace Treat is calling superpower profiles. He says each one is tied to a particular artist or artwork. One station, for example, explores the concept of the character's immortality through a digital comic book.
We have 4 different panels that you can see here, or pages, I should say, with multiple panels that helps us explore this superpower through the lens of Mel Ramos and his characters. And we did get a local artist, Gustav Carlson, who lives in Fayetteville, to produce these for us. And so basically he produced 35 pages of a comic book for the entire exhibition.
The exhibition, which features approximately 70 paintings, photographs, videos, sculptures, and performance art pieces created by more than 50 U.S. and international artists, is organized thematically into 4 large sections. The show opens with The Heroes We Know, a section that features familiar depictions of the superheroes. The next section, Origin Stories, looks at the superheroes' real-world origin stories during the Great Depression and World War II. This section features Norman Rockwell's Rosie the Riveter, a piece familiar to Crystal Bridges visitors.
She looks very strong. She looks very muscular. But she also is sort of expected to also be feminine. She has a compact in her pocket. She's wearing lipstick. Same sort of thing happens with Wonder Woman. She's expected to be strong, but William Moulton Marston, when he first created that character, was also looking at pinups. He was looking at this, and this is something really important to think about in relationship to this show and to this character, because every time there's a new iteration of Wonder Woman, her sensuality is always something that's brought up, whether it's in comics or TV shows or movies, and folks don't necessarily have a clear answer as to whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. It's something that sort of moves and shifts with the times, which is part of the thing that's exciting about the show. These aren't stagnant characters that were just created 80 years ago and are here now. They are characters that are incredibly malleable and evolve over time.
The exhibition's 3rd section, Glimpsing Humanity, explores the characters' role as American gods, as well as their vulnerabilities, which humanize them. One of the most powerful examples of the latter is a large black and white painting of an older woman in a Wonder Woman costume. Benedetti says Jason Bard Yarmosky's Wintered Fields was inspired by his grandmother's battle with Alzheimer's disease.
He talks about how Wonder Woman wakes up and she chooses to go out and fight against supervillains, and that takes an enormous amount of bravery to do that. My grandmother wakes up, she has no choice. She wakes up and she goes and she fights against this disease with dignity and bravery, and there's something really amazing about that, something that should be celebrated in that. And she doesn't do that fearlessly. It's terrifying. And that is this sort of vulnerability coming in there, but that is, there's power in that. This whole section, we treat, you can see in the superpower profile, we treat vulnerability as a superpower because it truly is. This is how we connect with a sun god and a demigoddess. This is how we can connect with these characters because we're able to relate to them.
The final section, Defender of Innocence, explores the ethical and moral values these characters represent. It's broken into a few subcategories, such as racial discrimination and gender and sexuality. Assistant curator Alejo Benedetti says in the latter subsection, paintings created by Rich Simmons depicting Superman and Batman kissing create a powerful statement.
He's being very overt with it. He's saying, I mean, look, it's Superman and Batman embracing and engaged in a passionate kiss. And part of the commentary there is that, look, you know what? It's still Superman. His sexual orientation changes nothing about that. And this is how we can think more holistically about how sexual orientation truly does not change a single thing about a person and how they can do their jobs, how they can exist out in the world. He uses these powerful symbols to address those types of issues.
Another subsection looks at the superheroes' identities as immigrants to the communities they protect.
Wonder Woman is an immigrant. Wonder Woman comes from Themyscira in the Mediterranean. Superman is not only an immigrant, but he's also coming from outer space, so he's an alien, and he's escaping from an exploding planet, so he's a refugee as well. That is ripe for exploration for artists, and artists are smart. Artists know to think about that. And so in this section, we explore some of those ideas, and we do it particularly with Latinx artists.
Men of Steel, Women of Wonder opens to the public tomorrow and is on view through April 22nd. When the exhibit closes, it will travel to the San Antonio Museum of Art and the Addison Gallery of American Art at Phillips Academy in Andover, Massachusetts. Admission is $12 and free for members and children 18 years old and younger. More information is available at crystalbridges.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.